Hi everyone. So I'm asked quite a few times how people can protect their assets in a divorce. And there's a number of things that can be done, and I'm going to go through all of them right now, or a small number of them, because obviously there's more than 190 countries in the world and different laws, and I'm not a legal expert, but I'm just merely talking about some of the obvious financial things you can do as opposed to legal things you can do to protect your assets in a divorce. Now, number one, before the divorce, obviously, you can have a prenup before you get married or put some assets into trusts and actually get advice about how you can avoid the situation in the first place. Now, obviously, this has many negatives because, of course, you shouldn't want to assume that your marriage is going to go, in a bad way. So this is probably one of the more negative points on the list. Now, the second point, though, which is more common sense, is this. If you're going to buy something like a property or land together, realistically, it should be in both of your names if you're using both of your money. But what I've seen in the expat community quite a lot is many people, especially in countries where foreigners are not allowed to buy land or property, they put the money into their partner's name. And then when it comes to divorce, they assume that that money will be split like it is back home. But of course, different countries have different legal systems. So unless your former wife or husband is honest about where the money came from, sometimes it has actually happened where, especially in, let's say, slightly nationalistic countries that don't have the same rule of law that exists in some developed countries, the legal system has always taken the side of the local. So I'd say don't put assets in your partner's name alone, especially in countries that don't have, you know, developed rule of law. And to be honest with you, you should always be careful about buying assets in countries anyway that don't have the rule of law. Even if you're single, you should be careful about buying assets in countries that don't have a long history of respecting the rule of law. And number three is you should get legal advice, but it should never be excessive. In other words, let's face it, right? Unless you've got loads of assets, I mean like I don't know, 5 million, 10 million, even more than that. At the end of the day, if you're spending loads of money on legal fees, that's just going to eat into the settlement, right? So you should always be careful about how much legal advice you get. But getting a few sessions, knowing what's changed, because things can always change, and also getting some proper representation, of course, is important so you get a fair crack of the whip. And number four, don't hide things. Now, what do I mean by that? Some people mistakenly think it's easy in the modern financial system just to hoard money. In other words, either keep loads of cash in your house or actually hide money offshore or something like that. Now, the reality is, in the modern financial system, it isn't easy to legally hide money that you should be paying. Now, it's easier to do something like making your money work in a tax-efficient way. But remember now, data is shared. So you never want to be in a situation where a few years down the road, right, you are potentially facing a huge fine or prison because you haven't declared an asset and you thought it should have, you know, been hidden. So always be as honest as you can be with these things and don't assume you can hide things. Now, number five, but this is linked to number two, is know the local situation before you go in. This is especially the case if you're getting married as an expat abroad. Let's say both of you are, foreign nationals or something like that, and then you get divorced. Know the local situation. Don't assume that the local laws are going to be the same as they are back home, of course, or even similar. And finally, when it comes to the settlement itself, be careful when it comes to any tax implications. In other words, especially in some countries, getting money from whether it's a divorce or inheritance or other things, it can be complicated when it comes to the tax code. So always run it by, say, a tax expert, somebody who is specialized in this, before accepting a settlement, because these things can be very complicated. Sometimes it can be the case that getting certain types of income can be tax-free, other types of income are not tax-free, and it gets unbelievably complex. So always get some kind of tax advice, but like the legal advice, you don't want to be running tens of thousands of dollars of fees. You always want to strike a balance between getting advice, but you don't want all of your settlement to be eaten up by legal and tax fees.